Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. His website, peopleformula.com. He is with us today. Madeline Kingsbury, another case that we have been following for you in some detail. There hasn't been a lot of developments as of right now, but it certainly deserves the attention, because this is a mother who is missing. There, as of this moment, have not been any arrests in the case, but a special prosecutor has now been assigned to it. What do you make of all this, Robin?
Yeah, I think it's going to go not well, unfortunately, just because we've seen a lot of this lately. I'd be really curious to take a look at that father of the kids, of her children, and again, let's go into that arc of life, see what's going on there, as well as anyone else in her social circle, because random acts of people disappearing like this are really, really not all that random. As we saw, you know, I mean, heck, even the in San Francisco, the CEO of Snapchat, was it, that got killed on the street? Everyone thought that was I thought that might have been a random thing. Nope, wasn't. That was known to the individual. So most likely, if she, you know, her missing, whether she's still alive or not, that's not random. My guess is that it's from someone in her circle. And right now, everyone I know is looking at the father of her children. But I you just got to keep going out on that circle and see who she's been in contact with. Luckily, you know, cell phone data is phenomenal these days. Our ability to get at it and look at it, especially when someone goes missing, so we can actually get in there and see what's been going on, get pings, see who is in her social circle, interview people in her social circle, and see who actually has abnormal, unhealthy behavior in that circle. And that's when you're going to kind of narrow in on those people.
Right now, the children are in the custody of Kingsbury's dad, so that's a good thing. They're not with the man who last saw her alive. When you have a special prosecutor assigned to a case like this now, at this point, we know it's a missing person. We're, you know, hoping for the best, but likely we're going to not probably see that. What does it mean when a special prosecutor is assigned to this and no one has been charged yet? Are they amping up to be pressing charges against someone on this?
I'm kind of like you on this. I'm not quite sure, but I'm guessing that is exactly it. I think when they're guessing, it's going to be a kind of a challenging case. They want to get front loaded as much as they can, making sure they're doing all, especially if you're not going to have like a murder weapon, you're not going to have a lot of body necessarily. They want to make sure that they're going to do all they can investigative wise to make sure that they're doing all they possibly can with what they do collect to make it the most compelling case they possibly can if they're going to go after someone. That's my guess.
And there's a lot of course, internet criticism, which, you know, means next to nothing. It's people just shooting their mouths off. But the criticism against her ex, the father of the children, that is being looked at more so by the public, it seems right now, over right. not saying anything, over not making any statements or anything of that nature anytime recently. An attorney would probably advise him to do such a thing of just shut up and don't say anything. Does that speak to any of this? If you were the mother of your children were completely missing and you're sitting there in silence at the behest of an attorney, is that the right move for someone who's in that sort of situation? Or getting out there, if you have absolutely nothing to hide and truly trying to be a part of the search, would that be a more advantageous move to not have a lot of eyes looking at you with an eyebrow raised questioning your innocence?
That's a great question, only because we've seen it on both sides. We've seen people be silent because what are you going to say? You know, no one's going to believe you no matter what, especially if the world's aligned against you.
Sure.
And if you say something and you're guilty, I mean, there's really no good answer for someone. I kind of like what you hinted at there is say nothing and take an active part in trying to find her. And if you're innocent, that's what innocent people do, you know, because there's nothing you can say that's going to change anyone's minds. It's your actions that are going to change people's minds if you are actually innocent. And if you can take action where you're taking direction of where someone says you need to go and what you need to do, so it doesn't look like you're trying to influence where people go and what they're trying to do, that'll go a long way towards your credibility. That's what I'd be doing right now.
Yeah, the only thing that he had said a while back was over the course of the last 12 days, my family and I have been subject to a myriad of accusations regarding the disappearance of the mother of my children. But again, that was early on in this. But if you think back to Scott Peterson and such, he was publicly active in the search. People were criticizing his every move as well. Obviously, he ended up being guilty of the crime. But is it one of those things where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't? Just because you're in that situation, you're going to be looked under that microscope. And if you have nothing to hide, just do it. Just get out there, do your part. And if obviously there's nothing to convict you, then you should be good. But they are looking for the boogeyman here. And sometimes we know that does end up putting accusations on people who don't necessarily have anything to do with it, but they look like a good target.
Yeah, I'm of the school of there's nothing he can do. So let's presume, as we should always, presume he's innocent and that he actually is innocent. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, since there's literally nothing he can do to sway public opinion, because, you know, when the mob speaks, you know, they tend to rally people to them.
Yeah.
But the best thing he can do is be open, honest, transparent, and vulnerable with his actions and make them congruent with everything he's doing. In other words, don't try to look innocent, be you, because if you are innocent and when it's eventually found out it wasn't you, then you now become the hero. You're now the person that actually was innocent and still did all the right things no matter what anyone said, and your personal reputation goes up a lot from that. And you can move on and you can help other people heal because you can talk to people that are actually going through the same thing. And see what I mean? As opposed to someone that just hides and cowers and he is innocent, no one's going to criticize him for those things. But if you're looking for a way forward in life to heal, matter of fact, I have someone out on my podcast today, and he talks about, you know, you run towards the pain because this is the only way you're going to heal from it. So if he is innocent, and I'm all about, you know, just do what you would do if this person did mean a lot to you, you know, just act on your own.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, peopleformula.com, his website. Be sure to go check that out, Robin. Former FBI Special Agent and Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Hey, if you like the podcast, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
Always travel every day.
Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
2 ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
True Crime Podcast fans, it's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.